三章第四节说，基督是我们的生命。
Paul in Colossians chapter 3 verse 4, he says, Christ is our life.
基督是我们的生命，跟我们现在的生活有什么关系呢？
And what does Christ being our life have to do with our lives today?
第一堂课我们谈到基督要成为我们的中心。
And the morning sermon, we talked about that Christ is the center of our lives.
这一堂课我们来谈到基督是我们的盼望。
And the session will talk about that Christ is the hope.
我们都知道在我们的生活当中，人有重担，有压力，有试探。
We all know that in our lives, we have burdens and we have temptations and worries.
这一些都常常会让人，让我们觉得忧愁，觉得非常的沮丧。
And a lot of times these things make us very depressed and hopeless.
但是一般来讲，人都还是去面对，甚至很勇敢的继续活下去。
But most people are very brave and they face these problems.
为什么呢？因为人有一个对将来的一个盼望。
Why? It is because people have a hope in the future.
人为了那个希望来活下去，来努力。
And people live and strive towards that hope.
那个希望让这个现在成为是必须的，而且是有意义的。
And because of that hope, it makes the present sufferings necessary and meaningful.
人对将来存着各种不同的希望。
And people have many different hopes in the future.
有人是对政治存着希望。
Some people have hope in politics.
希望将来有一个更有力量的，更有一个强而有力的政治力量。
And they hope that in the future they would have more political power.
有人是对教育，教育是他的一个希望。
Some people put hope in education.
有更多的人接受教育，让这个社会会不会变得更美好？
If more people can receive education, then the society will become better.
有些人他的希望就是科技更加不断的进步。
And some people hope that the technology will continue to grow.
我曾经碰过一个癌症的患者，他身上开了十几次的这个大的手动了十几次的大的手术。
And I once met a person who has cancer and had already experienced more than 10 operations.
他活得很辛苦，但是很让人敬佩，因为他很勇敢。
He lived a very difficult life, but I look up to him because he was very brave.
他就是存着一个希望在努力着。
And because he is striving towards hope.
他说只要我能够多活着一天，或许我就会碰到科技更大的发达，能够解除我的病痛。
He says that if I can live for one more day, maybe the technology will advance so that he can find a cure.
Okay.医学上的发达成为他的一个希望。
So this advancement in the medical field is his hope.
所以不同的希望引发出不同的这种生活形态以及生命。
So different types of hope causes different types of lifestyles.
在二次大战刚开始的时候，有一个青年在某一个国家，他被政府征召去当兵。
And during the Second World War, in a certain country, a youth was drafted to be in the military.
他在新兵训练中心被训练了四个月。
And he was in military training for 4 months.
然后他就被送到战场上去。
After that, he was sent to the battlefield.
很不幸的，第一场战争，他们的军队就打败了。
Unfortunately, during the first battle, their army was beaten.
他受了伤，他被俘虏。
And he was injured and captured.
其实他才刚结婚三个月就被征召去当兵。
And actually, before he was drafted, he was just married for 3 months.
他当时有个希望，他希望他能够活着回去见他太太。
At that time, he had a hope. He hoped that he can live and go back to see his wife.
他受伤，而且又成为俘虏。你可以想象他的情况有多恶劣。
We can see his situation is very bad. He's injured and he's been captured.
但是那个希望让他活下去。
But that hope sustained his life.
因为他是俘虏，所以他人家对待他一定是很不好。
And because he was captured, the people did not treat him well.
那他也辗转的被送到很多的地方去。
And he was transferred to many different places.
所以他到最后他也不晓得他到底在哪里。
So at the end, he did not know where he was anymore.
在当时有很多人就在生病当中就死了。
And during those times, many people around him became sick and died.
有些人受不了苦，甚至自杀了。
And some people could not bear the pain and committed suicide.
但是他一直告诉自己，我要活下去。
But he continued to tell himself that you must live on.
我要回我的故乡见太太。
I want to go back to my country to see my wife.
有一次他病了。
One time he became sick.
他病得非常的严重。
It was very serious.
他持续的发高烧。
And he had a high fever for a long time.
但是他就是靠着那个希望，那个意志力，他撑下去。
But he relied on that hope. He has sustained his life.
再怎么恶劣的环境啊，他都能够忍受。
No matter how bad the environment became, he was able to bear it.
就是那个回故乡见太太的那一个希望来支持着他。
And the hope that he had to go back to his country to see his wife, that hope sustained his life.
当然，他也常常想着要偷跑。
And of course, many times he thought about running away.
不晓得经过多长的时间，他自己也不知道他到底过了几个月几年。
And after some time, he actually had forgotten how long, how many months, or how many years he's been captured.
在一个机会里头，有一群的人偷跑了。
There was an opportunity where a group of people ran away.
他当然是其中的一个。
And he was among them.
这些人他们逃出了警戒线之后，他们就四散了。
And after they cross the border, they scattered.
那这个人就开始过着这种逃亡流浪的生活。
So this person began to live a life of running, and hiding.
当他被抓的时候，是战争才刚开始。
When he was captured, the war just started.
那在这也不晓得他被关了几年。
And he doesn't know how long he was in prison.
以后他又流浪了很长的一段时间。
And then he wandered for a long time.
到最后是战争结束了。
At the end, the war had ended.
他经过了这个艰难的路程，他终于回到了他的故乡。
After this difficult road, he had finally returned his country, to return to his country.
当然他身上可以说是没有一点钱。
And of course, he had no money on him.
但是他带着仅有的几个铜板。
But what he had was a few coins.
他找到他的故乡之后，他第一件事情，他到那个卖 cheesecake 的店去买了一片 cheesecake.
And he was able to find his hometown, and he went to the cheesecake store and bought a piece of cheesecake.
他记得他的太太玛丽最喜欢吃 cheesecake.
And he remembered that his wife Mary loved to eat cheesecake.
然后他终于找到了他的家。
And finally he was able to find his home.
他当时心里非常的复杂。
And at that time he struggled within himself.
但是他按了门铃。
But at the end he pressed the doorbell.
他拿着一个小纸袋，里头有一片玛丽所喜欢吃的 cheesecake.
And in his hand was a bag with a little piece of cheesecake.
一个小女孩出来应门。
And a little girl came to open the door.
那模样长得就像她太太。
And that little girl looked just like his wife.
她就问说，玛丽史密斯是不是住在这里？
And he asked the little girl, does Mary Smith live here?
这小女孩摇摇头说，我们这里有玛丽布朗，没有玛丽史密斯。
But the little girl said that there is a Mary Brown that lives here, but there is no Mary Smith.
这个人就说我找错地方了，回头就走了。
So the soldier said to the little girl, I might have came to the wrong place, so he left.
故事也就结束了。
And that's the end of the story.
这就是人生。
That's life.
我所要强调的就是，我们因为不同的希望，会引发出这种不同的这种生活的 种生活的形态出来。
And what I'm trying to say is that because of our different hopes that we have, we live our lives differently.
啊，今天我们是相信活在主耶稣所给我们的盼望里头。
But today we live in the hope that Christ has given to us.
那主耶稣是我们的盼望，我们的盼望是什么呢？
So if Christ is our hope, what is our hope?
我们的盼望是主耶稣要再来的这个，我们活在主耶稣要再来的这个活泼的盼望里头。
And we actually live in the hope of Christ's second coming.
请看启示录二十二章。
Let's turn to Revelation 22.
启示录二十二章十二节。
Revelation chapter 22 verse 12.
十二节，看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
Revelation chapter 22 verse 12. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work.
主耶稣是那个最伟大的创造者。
Christ is the creator.
主耶稣也是最后的那个审判者。
But Christ is also the judge at the end.
十三节。
Verse 13.
我是阿拉法，我是俄美甲，我是首先的，我是末后的，我是初，我是终。
Verse 13. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last.
主耶稣说他是包括一切的，包括所有的一切。
Christ says that he is everything.
我们所需要的任何的一切都包括在他里头。
Everything that we need is included in him.
我们所遭遇的一切都是他所明白的。
Everything that we encounter is understood by him.
再看二十节。
That's also verse 20.
证明这事的说，是的，我必快来。阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Verse 20. He who testifies to these things says, Surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣要再来，这是我们一个活泼的盼望。
Jesus is coming again. This is our living hope.
因为他的再来要让我们有这个承受永生的这个欢喜快乐的盼望。
Because he is coming again, we have the joyous hope of everlasting life.
在那时候，已经死了的人都要复活，要得到一个荣耀的身体。
At that time, everyone who has passed away will resurrect and receive a wonderful body.
在主耶稣来的时候还存活的人，他们也要改变，有一个荣耀的身体。
And the people who are living at that time will be transformed and receive a glorious body.
这个荣耀的身体才能够承受那个永生，承受永恒的天国。
And only this glorious body will be able to go into the heavenly kingdom.
因为基督是我们的生命。
Because Christ is our life.
基督带给我们这个活泼的盼望。
Christ gives us this living hope.
我们今天活在这个基督所给我们的盼望里头。
Today we live in the hope that Christ has given to us.
那这跟我们今天的每一天的生活有什么关系呢？
Well, what does it have to do with our daily lives?
请看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书三章第一节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 1.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。第二节。
Verse 2.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Verse 2. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth.
这也就告诉我们今天什么是我们生活的重点。
Here it tells us what is the focus of our lives today.
今天我们所看得到摸得到的，对我们来讲这才是实在的。
But we can see and touch, these are real to us.
但是一个基督徒知道在这个之外还有那个看不见而更重要而且是长存的。
But for Christians, we know that there are things that's beyond this, that is invisible, but it is more important.
因为基督所给我们的盼望，所以我们能够有这样的认识跟看见。
Because of the hope that Christ gives to us, we have this understanding.
所以我们这里保罗说，我们所 所看重的是上面的事。
So Paul here says that what we seek is the things above.
我们跟一般的人一样，每天尽本分的最我们尽我们最大的力量来过每一天的生活。
We like everybody else, we try our best to live our lives.
但是我们知道有一个比现在更好更重要的。
But we know that there is something that's better and more important in the future.
所以看起来我们也是很努力，但是这不是我们最终的目的。
But although it seems that we are striving in our lives, this is not our final destination.
我们跟一般人一样努力，这是生活的一个手段。
We strive just like everybody else. This is how life is.
这不是我们生活的目的。
But this is not the purpose of our life.
我们生活的最终的目的是将来的永恒的天国。
The purpose of our life or the final destination is heavenly kingdom.
圣经描写说，那是主耶稣他要为我们所预备的。
And the Bible tells us that this is a place that Jesus Christ is preparing for us.
人所拥有的这些看得见的这些，没有办法跟耶稣所准备的来做比较。
Everything that we can see with our eyes, this cannot be compared to what Jesus is preparing for us.
因为主耶稣所为我们预备的，那是存到永恒的。
Because what Christ is preparing for us is everlasting.
那是为了我们这些蒙主耶稣宝血所赎的人所预备的。
And it is prepared for those who have been redeemed by the blood of Christ.
今天我们在地上所拥有的这房子是我们的钱所买的。
The house that we have today is bought with our own money.
这个房子啊，我们拥有的房子常常也带给我们很多的忧虑跟劳苦。
But this house that we have also brings us worries and toils.
我们害怕会有天灾临到我们的房子。
We're afraid that there will be natural disasters that damage the house.
我们害怕我们房子所在的地方房价跌了。
We're afraid that the real estate prices will go down around our area.
住了一段时间之后，我们要留意着有哪些地方要维修了。
And if we live there for a while, then we have to start worrying what things need to be fixed in the house.
还有很现实的，每一个月我们可能要缴贷款。
And something that's very realistic, every month we have to worry about the mortgage.
这是我们拥有的地上的房屋。
This is the house that we have on earth.
但是天上的房屋我们就没有这些忧虑。
But our house in heaven is without all these worries.
在地上的房子里头，仍然充满着许多的不如意，许多的忧虑。
And in the house on earth, people are filled with worry.
天上的房子是主耶稣的同在，是最平安的。
And but our heavenly house is where Christ is. There is peace.
在地上的房子里头，仍然有许多人世间的这些叹息、劳苦的事情。
And the house on earth, it is filled with toils.
天上的房子有主耶稣的同在，就没有了这些。
But our heavenly house has the presence of God, so it is without all of these.
请看希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews 11.
希伯来书十一章十六节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16.
十六节，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 16. But now they desire it better, that is a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them.
历代以来的古圣徒，他们就是有这样一个很活泼的盼望。
And all of the saints from the past, they have this hope.
他们有一个更美的家乡是在天上的。
There is a better home that is in heaven.
今天基督是我们的生命。
Today Christ is our life.
所以我们同样拥有这一个活泼美好的盼望。
So we also have this living hope.
所以我们生活的重点不是只是在这个看得见摸得着的。
So the focus of our life should not be on the things that we can see and touch.
那这就告诉我们，我们怎么来面对今天的生活。
So this tells us how we can face our life today.
请看《生命记》三十一章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 31.
生命记三十一章第八节。
Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 8.
主必在你面前行，他必与你同在，必不撇下你，也不丢弃你，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
Verse 8, and the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed.
这是一个有天国盼望的人，他所应该过的生活。
This is a life that a person who has the hope in heavenly kingdom should have.
基督成为我们生活的中心。
Christ becomes the center of our lives.
这里说他主神他必在我们面前行。
There says the Lord, he goes before us.
他跟我们同在，他不撇下我们。
He will be with us, he will not leave us.
所以在我们的生活当中，没有惧怕，没有惊慌。
So in our lives, there is no fear.
所以我们真的是可以勇敢地面对现在，而有一个将来美好的盼望。
So we can face the present, but we have a hope in the future.
这到底是怎样的生活？
What type of life is this?
请看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第三章第三节。
Chapter 3, verse 3.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命已基督一同藏在神里面。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 3, For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
这里说你们已经死了。
Here it tells us that you have died.
其实这是一般来讲这是人所不愿意听到的一句话。
For most people, this is something that we do not want to hear.
说一个人已经死了。
To hear that someone is dead.
但是这句话是我们一句很值得安慰的一句话。
But this phrase is also a very comforting phrase.
到底这个你们已经死了指的是什么？
What does it mean that for you died?
请看罗马书第六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章十一节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 11。
十一节，这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
Romans 6:11. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这个你们已经死了，意思就是向罪死，向神向主耶稣基督活。
That you have died means that you are dead to sin, but you live in Christ.
人在生活当中最大的痛苦、最大的忧伤，就是向罪还是活的。
The greatest pain and that we have is that to sin that we are still alive.
很多的痛苦、忧伤是从罪来的。
A lot of pain and suffering is from sin.
很多的痛苦忧伤是从不对的生活来的。
A lot of pain and suffering comes from a life that is not lived correctly.
但是今天基督成为我们的生命。
But today Christ is our lives.
我们像主耶稣基督一样向罪死了。
We are like Christ are dead to sin.
而向神是活着。
But alive to God.
什么叫做向罪死了？
What does it mean to be dead to sin?
这些罪的事情对我们不再起作用了。
All these sins do not have an effect on us anymore.
就是向自己的软弱，向自己的这种罪性来死。
It means that we are dead to our own weaknesses and our sins.
人常常是知道什么是好，知道什么是不好。
People often know what is right and wrong.
但是没有力量去做对的事情，却常常。去换那些不对的事情。
But they are not able to do what is good, but they keep on doing the things that are not good.
这就是没有向自己死。
And this happens when you are not dead to yourself.
却就仍然顺着自己的罪性在活着。
But you follow your sins and you live that way.
但是保罗说我们已经死了。
But Paul says that we are already dead.
靠着主耶稣的帮助。圣经的帮助，圣灵的帮助，我们能够致死人身上的这个罪性。
with the help of Christ and the Holy Spirit, we are able to put to death all the sins in our lives.
还有弟兄姐妹，大家彼此的帮助。
And also the help from the fellow brothers and sisters.
我们能够像保罗所说的，你们已经死了。
Then we can be like what Paul says, for you died.
向自己的软弱、自己的罪性说再见。
We can say goodbye to our weaknesses and our sins.
甚至像保罗所说的，向这个世界死。
Or we can be like what Paul says, to be dead to the world.
请看加拉太书第二章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 2.
加拉太书第二章二十节
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20
二十节新约圣经两百六十三页加拉太书二章二十节
Galatians 2:20
我已经与基督同钉十字架现在活着的不再是我乃是基督在我里面活着并且如今在肉身活着是因信神的儿子而活他是爱我为我舍己
Galatians 2 chapter 2 verse 20I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
主耶稣基督在我们里头活着。
Jesus Christ is living within us.
他是我们的生命。
He is our life.
请我们再看到加拉太书第六章。
Let's also turn to Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书六章十四节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 14.
但我断不以别的夸口只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架，因为这十字架就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
Verse 14, but God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world.
这里所谓的世界，就是指着世界上这些。负面的事情，不好的事情。
The world that this is referring to is referring to all the negative things of the world.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
基督是我们的盼望。
Christ is our hope.
所以我们跟世界上的这一些负面的、邪恶的，已经划清了界限。
So we have there's a line between us, between us and the evil things of the world.
所以。就我们来讲，这个世界已经钉在十字架上。
So to us, this world is already crucified.
我们已经不再参与这一些邪恶的事情。
We are no longer involved in these evil things.
对世界而论，我们已经钉在十字架上。
And to the world, we have been crucified.
我们跟这些邪恶的事情已经没有关联，没有关系了。
We have no relations with the evil things of the world.
我们的生命跟主耶稣一同藏在神里头。
And our lives is with Christ.And in God.
这就是最大的安全，最大的保障。
And this is the greatest security that we can have.
所以我们能够有因为主耶稣而有的这种自信来过我们的生活。
And because of Jesus Christ, we can have this confidence to live.
所以我们一个基督徒的生活是非常的乐观，非常的积极的。
So a Christian life is one that is very optimistic and very dynamic.
我们心中常常充满着从主耶稣来的喜乐。
Often we have the joy that comes from God.
我们总是很努力的珍惜神所给我们的时间、生命，来过我们每一天。
And we work hard to cherish the time and life that God has given to us.
我们总是很尽本分的来做我们每一件该做的事情。
And we always fulfill our duties.
这种的生活真的是美好的。
And this type of life is indeed wonderful.
因为基督是我们的盼望。
Because Jesus Christ is our hope.
甚至我们能够有那种忍耐的美好的德性。
And also we are able to have perseverance in our lives.
这是人生活当中很需要的美德。
And this is very important in life.
为什么常常有人的生活很不如意
？And why for some people they do not live a successful life？
因为很多的人没有办法吃一点苦。
Because many people are not able to suffer a little bit。
一个小小的挫折，他没有办法去忍耐去克服。
They are not able to endure and overcome some little problems。
总是只是想追求一时的这个美好。
They're only concentrating on the success of a moment.
哦，只能够得一时一点点的美好，他没有办法去获得那个在后头更大的美好。
They're only able to receive the success that is short term. They're unable to see the big picture.
哦，所以总是对现在不满意。
So they're always not happy with the present.
但是一个基督徒因为在生活当中拥有忍耐这一个美德。
But the Christians in Christ, they have patience.
哦，所以总是能够去享受到最后那最美好的。
So they're able to receive the success at the very end.
啊，因为主耶稣是他的盼望。
Because Christ is their hope.
啊，请看诗篇七十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 71.
诗篇七十一篇第五节。
Psalms 71 verse 5.
主啊，你是我所盼望的，我从年幼，你是我所依靠的。
Verse 5, for you are my hope, O Lord God, you are my trust from my youth.
主耶稣成为我们这个每一个人的希望。
And Christ is the hope for everyone.
主耶稣是整个教会的希望。
Christ is the hope of the entire church.
主耶稣是整个社会的希望。
Christ is the hope of the entire society.
所以我们因为有这个希望，我们过着一个客旅的人生。
And because we have this hope, we live in this world as sojourners.
所以我们能够比一般的人有一个更高更宽广的这种眼界。
So we are able to have a better view than other people. We can see the big picture.
我们因为过着这种客旅的人生，所以我们是在更高的地方来看人看事情。
Because we live as a life of a sojourner, so we can see things higher than other people.
所以我们的价值观跟一般人不一样。
So our value system is different from other people.
因为一个更美长存的家业在等着我们。
Because we're waiting for a more wonderful home, the everlasting home.
到那个时候，我们真的得到绝对真正的满足。
Because at that time, you will receive a complete satisfaction.
请看诗篇十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 17.
诗篇十七篇十五节。
Psalm 17 verse 15.
至于我，我必在意中见你的面。我醒了的时候，得见你的形体，我就心满意足了。
Psalm 17:15. As for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness.
在主耶稣再来的时候，
when Jesus comes again,
我们要跟他面对面。
We will see him face to face.
我们要跟他一同显现在荣耀里头。
And we will appear with him in glory.
这个，大卫他说，在那个时刻，就是真正的。满足了，心满意足。
And David says that at that time, it is when I will be satisfied.
这个有时候我们可以从我们的小孩子的脸上看见。
And we can actually see this from the eyes of little children.
你的小孩子很小的时候，当他醒来的时候。
When the children wake up.
你就在他旁边。
And you are right beside him.
你可以看到他那种满足的感觉。
You can feel that satisfaction.
他对你的一个微笑
The little smile that they give to you.
你也觉得很满足。
And you also feel very satisfied.
尤其小孩子，你可以感受到他觉得很平安。
And you can see from the children that they are in peace.
如果你不在场。
But if you're not there.
常常孩子醒来，没有看到你，他第一个反应就是哭了。
Often when they wake up and do not see you, the first thing that they do is cry.
或者呢，就喊叫你。
Or they scream.
你想想看，当将来我们醒来的时候。
And if you imagine, in the future when we wake up.
主耶稣就在那里。
And Jesus is there.
我们可以去体会到那一种满足。
We can imagine that type of satisfaction.
主耶稣基督是我们的盼望。
Christ is our hope.
因为基督是我们的生命。
Because Christ is our life.
因为他救赎我们。
Because he has redeemed us.
因为我们已经领受了他所准备的救恩。
And because we have received the salvation that he has prepared for us.
基督是我们的生命，还有另外一个层面。
There's another level of Christ being our life.
请看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章五十三节。
John chapter 6 verse 53.
五十三节，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。”
Verse 53. Then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you."
这里讲到主耶稣的肉，主耶稣的血。
Here it talks about the flesh and the blood of Christ having to do with life.
当我们领受主耶稣的肉、主耶稣的血的时候，我们就拥有了基督的生命。
When we partake of the flesh and the blood of Christ, then we have the life of Christ.
那我们知道，主耶稣的肉、主耶稣的血就存钱在我们所办的圣餐里头。
And we know that the flesh and the blood of Christ is fulfilled in the Holy Communion that we have.
所以这个圣餐是一项信仰里头的奥秘。
So this Holy Communion is a mystery in our faith.
在我们经过祝谢之后，在灵里头，这成为主耶稣所赐给我们他的身体、他的血。
After we give thanks, this bread and cup becomes the flesh and blood of Christ.
我们领受就是来领受生命。
And if we partake, then we are partaking of life.
所以保罗会说，基督是我们的生命。
And that's why Paul says Christ is our life.
再看54节。
Let's also read verse 54.
吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。
54. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
所以我们要来看重这个领受圣餐领受这个主耶稣的应许。
So we need to see the importance of receiving the Holy Communion and receiving the promise of Christ.
的确，基督是我们的盼望。
Indeed, Christ is our hope.
因为他要将永生来赐给我们。
Because he will give us eternal life.
他要让我们在末日得以复活。
He will raise us up in the last day.
让我们这必朽坏的身体成为不朽坏的。
So our body that will deteriorate will no longer deteriorate.
所以我们在领受圣餐，就是在领受属灵的奥秘。
So when we receive the Holy Communion, we're receiving the mystery.
所以我们常常强调，我们准备心来领受圣餐。
That's why we often emphasize that we must prepare our hearts to receive the Holy Communion.
我们是用信心来领受这项的奥秘。
And we receive this mystery with faith.
那我们在做。如果有还没有在我们教会受洗的，那请你在这一次，你暂时不要领受。
And if you have not been baptized in our church, please refrain from partaking of the Holy Communion.
非常感谢，欢迎你跟我们一起在这里来参加聚会。
We welcome and thank you for coming to meet with us here.
也非常谢谢你对我们，把这个圣餐看得这么严肃，这样来尊重我们。
And we thank you for your reference to the Holy Communion.
那我们现在要一起跪下来，来，我们先来唱一首诗先来唱296首。
And let's first sing hymn 296.
我们一起来思想主耶稣为我们钉十字架的爱。
And let's think of the love that Christ has given to us on the cross.
Thank you.
last verse.
Now, let's all kneel down and together, and we will give thanks for the bread.
In the name of
the Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks.
天父真神，我们感谢您，赞美您。
True God in heaven, we praise and thank you.
在我们的人类始祖亚当夏娃他们犯罪之后，您就存着怜悯的心来对待世人。
After our ancestors Adam and Eve had sinned against you, you gave us mercy.
你从起初就为我们人类来计划了救赎的恩典。
From the beginning, you had planned the salvation for us.
到时候满足了，主耶稣基督就降生来到世界。
And when the time has come, you gave us Jesus Christ to come to the world.
主耶稣在世上劳苦为我们来准备 这条通往天国的道路。
And Jesus Christ toil and suffer on earth to prepare this road for us.
最重要的是他为我们在十字架上来牺牲。
Most importantly, he sacrificed himself on the cross.
天上的真神，你借着主耶稣，用永远的爱来爱我们。
Our true God in heaven, you gave us Jesus Christ with His love to love us.
所以主耶稣对门徒说：“我爱你们到底。”
So Jesus Christ said to the apostles that I will love you to the end.
照着先知的预言，他将他自己的生命来倾倒。
According to the prophecies, he gave us his life.
他在十字架上来打破他的身体。
He broke his body on the cross.
他尝了十字架的苦杯。
He suffered the painful cup of the cross.
主耶稣基督为我们来受尽了折磨，为我们来受鞭伤。
Our Lord Jesus Christ was beaten for us.
因为主耶稣基督所受的鞭伤才能够让我们来得着医治。
Because of his sufferings, we are able to be healed.
因为主耶稣所流的血，所以能够让我们的罪来得到赦免，得到救赎。
And because of the blood that he shed, we are able to be saved.
主啊，我们一起在这里啊，再一次的来感念、来纪念你这伟大的爱。
Lord, we again remember and thank you for your great love.
在我们还不认识您、还做罪人的时候，你已经爱我们，已经为我们死。
Even before we knew you, when we were still sinners, you had already loved us and died for us.
这是极其伟大的爱。
This is a great love.
我们再一次的一起在这里来感谢你。
We again want to thank you.
也恳求主耶稣啊，在这新的一年啊，你继续的带领我们、祝福我们。
And we ask you in this new year to continue to guide us and bless us.
让我们借着生活能够荣耀您的名。
So that through our lives we can glorify your name.
我们也感谢您啊，将您的身体、将您的血要来赏赐给我们。
We also thank you for your body and your blood that you are giving to us.
现在我们恳求您的圣灵运行在我们的当中。
Now we ask the Holy Spirit to work among us.
让这经过祝谢的无效饼在灵里头成为你所赏赐给我们您的身体。
So through the Holy Spirit, this unleavened bread, after giving thanks, will become your body.
让我们在领受之后得着永生，末日得以复活。
And after receiving this bread, we will have eternal life and resurrect.
主啊，恳求您啊垂听我们这样子的祷告。
Lord, we ask you to listen to our prayer.
照您的应许来成全。
according to your promise to fulfill this.
我们将一切的感谢、荣耀都归给您。
We give all the thanks and glory unto you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing hymn 48.
等一下请王延新弟兄、严启文弟兄来端圣餐饼。
And we will ask Brother Eden and Brother Mike to pass out the bread later.
Thank you.
在请我们跪下来，我们一起来祝谢杯。
Now, let's all kneel down and we will give thanks for the cup.
In the
name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks.
天上的真神，我们再一次的感谢你。
Our true God in heaven, we again thank you.
我们为已经过去的2005年来感谢你。
We thank you for the year 2005 that has just passed.
我们也为要了，我们也为这展现在我们前面的2006年来向您感谢，向您祈求。
We also pray to you and give thanks to you for the year 2006 that is to come.
愿您的恩典您的力量继续的不断充满在我们的生活里头。
May your blessings and strength continue to fill us in our lives.
主啊，也恳求您圣灵感动我们，让我们明白耶稣基督也是我们的生命。
And we also pray to you for the Holy Spirit to move among us so we can understand that Jesus Christ is our life.
恳求您帮助我们，让我们能够过着一个荣耀您的生活。
We pray to you to help us to live a life that will glorify your name.
让主耶稣基督成为我们生活的中心。
So that Jesus Christ can be the center of our lives.
让主耶稣基督成为我们的盼望。
That Jesus Christ can be our hope.
让主耶稣基督成为我们的教导。
And that Jesus Christ to become our instructor.
让主耶稣基督成为我们的力量。
And for Jesus Christ to become our strength.
让主耶稣基督成为我们的依靠。
And for Jesus Christ to become our reliance.
主啊，我们这样子恳求您来施恩祝福，带领我们。
Lord, we ask you to bless us and guide us.
让我们的2006年是一个更光明、更美好的一年。
So that the year 2006 is a more wonderful and glorious year.
恳求您继续加添我们的信心、我们的爱心。
We also ask you to add to our faith and love.
在这里来建设您的教会。
So that we can establish your church.
让我们也在这里来传扬您的信息。
And that we can spread your message here.
主啊，我们现在再次的恳求您圣灵运行在我们当中。
Lord, again, we ask you to move the Holy Spirit among us.
照着您的应许，让这葡萄汁在灵里头成为您所赐给我们您的宝血。
And according to your promise, to transform this grape juice into your precious blood.
让我们在领受之后得着永生，末日得以复活。
So that after receiving this, we can have eternal life, and the last day we will resurrect.
愿主耶稣你垂听成全我们的恳求。
Lord, please listen to our prayers.
愿一切的感谢、荣耀、颂赞都归给您。
May all the thanksgiving, praise, and glory be unto your holy name.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Let's
sing hymn 297.
等一下，请郑宏儒弟兄、黄惠美姐妹来端杯。
And we will ask Jackson and Sister Jennifer to pass out the cup.
唱345首第一节跟最后一节，我们站起来唱。
And sing 345, the first and last verse. Let's stand up and sing.
Last verse.